Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it just you?
Well, it said the moderator, but it never did tell me hello, Joey, so I'm not sure. And then there was music, so maybe I was the only one.
Yeah. That's the sign. The music is really the sign. So let's give it another minute.
Okay.
Usually somebody will come. Did you like the class today?
Oh, I did. I always do. And I was really glad that you reviewed this morning because I had missed 2 days. And so your review of what had conspired. And then last night I was going to read the RE because you had mentioned maybe it would be on marriage. But I didn't read the one on marriage. I read the top one from last year. And there was Cain and Abel again. So I thought to myself, well, I missed the class, but I'm getting it anyway. Then you did the review. And even with the swallow, when you listed several of the things, every one of those things had happened to me yesterday. You know, a person came to my, you know, to give me a free estimate on cleaning the yard since Tony can't do it. And his name was Isaiah. And I asked him just before he got ready to leave if his mother read the Bible, and that's why she named him Isaiah. And he said, no, he was raised by his grandmother, but his father's name was Isaiah. And he said, yes, my grandmother did read the Bible, and I know who Isaiah is. And then he went to leave because, you know, we were through with our conversation and yard evaluation. And then he took a step backward and he said, I have a question. And I thought, oh, go, there's another got a question. You got a question. And I thought it was going to be a particular subject, you know. But it wasn't. He asked me about tithing. And that was one of the links that you said that the word, one of the words with the swallow had to do with tithing. And then I've always felt like my father's side or my mother's side was from the tribe of Naphtali.
Has joined.
I don't know. It was just one thing after the other. It was exactly what had happened yesterday. So I found that really interesting.
Well, it's always,
you know,
the,
for the time in the universe, you know, you say it's interesting.
Has joined.
Because of the season.
I'll just end this conversation. There's some other people who've come on and they don't really know what we're talking about.
Oh,
but
sure.
I just want to end it with a very simple understanding. The energy that takes place on the Torah reading on Shabbat is what you will experience the week coming up to that Shabbat. And you'll just see it every week, what the energy of that Torah reading is for the coming Shabbat. You'll see it in your life. You just have to be observant. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We will start with the L'shem Yehud, and then we will begin to study, I believe it's verse 346 from Parashat Vayera, from the Sulam commentary. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkin te bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yud he b'vav he, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kanonei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kanoneihu. Vayavo Elohim shabri hu atalgabai hu darashi aya kemadikti vayavo elokim el bilam vayavo elokim elavan elahu meimana shalichadit pachta alaihu hawa begin dekuhu kadavde shalichuta nadle shemada umisitra diadina ta'atyan ve'alda vayavo elokim el avimelech bachalom alaila vayomer lo hincha met al ha'isha v'asher lekachta v'gomer. The translation. But Elohim came to Abimelech. He asked, could it be that the Holy One, blessed be He, visits this wicked? As it is written, and Elohim came to Bilam, and Elohim came to Lavan. And he replies, this was only a governor, a messenger who was in charge over them. As every nation has a celestial governor, when angels complete their missions, which they receive from Hashem, they are called by the holy name Elohim, because they represented the aspect of judgment, and the name Elohim is an indication of judgment. This is why it is written, but Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are not but a dead man for the woman which you have taken, referring only to the angel that governs his nation and not to the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. When one reads Elohim in the Torah, we need to ask, is it with a large E or not? A large E indicates Hashem at the level of Gevura and not Chesed. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I thought it was actually saying that if it was judgment, then it was an angel giving the message. So I thought the question would have been, you need to look at the word Elohim and see if it's by judgment or if it's by Hesed. I saw it a little bit differently. I'm glad you said what you did.
Hashem does give messages of judgment. It's starting with Noah. Hashem's name is in the flood, responsible for giving Noah the message about the flood.
How will we know when we see the name Elohim now, whether it's a ministering angel who is the governor over that area, or it's Hashem? Are they one and the same in reality because he's just a messenger?
No, they're not one and the same.
Okay.
But the same word is used for the Sephirah of Geburah and for the angelic messengers. And we identify that the name Elohim associated with the Sephirah, that we call the large E, indicating it's a connection to God. But we don't, you know, we don't like to use the word God, so
right.
because there's no real meaning to the name God. With you, a God to you and my God to me are two different things, whereas Elohim is clear. But the angelic messengers each are given, what this verse is teaching us is that an angel is given a task. And the name of that angel is the name of the task. And to that name of the task, sometimes the name El is added, Sometimes the name Hashem is added. Sometimes Elohim is added. But those are the energy sources for the task. The energy source for the angelic messenger to complete his task. And once it has been accomplished, the name changes to be Elohim. And this verse is explaining the reason it's changing to Elohim is because an angelic minister is doing actions of judgment. He's a messenger. He's not the judge. The judge is the Elohim associated with Geburah, the Elohim associated with the higher level. But he is doing the action of the judgment. And so his name gets permanently changed to be Elohim. Not Elohim alone, but in a different way. Some in the Tanakh, you'll have Elohim Tzibaot. You'll have Elohim relating to the different angelic messengers. Elohim to the different angelic ministers, one for each of the 70 nations, and so forth. But then the Rambam, he explains that there are 10 races of angels, of angelic ministers. And so when one of those individual members of that species of angel, for lack of a better term in the way we describe it, that person takes on the name of the task that Hashem has given that messenger. A lot of information in this.
Mm-hmm.
But there are definitely two different levels. And as you say, how can you tell the difference? And my answer to your question is yes. How do you think you can tell the difference? You all have the knowledge to answer that question. You all do it in your lives. When someone does something nice for you, is it a human being or is it an angel?
It's a human being as a messenger. If you want to call them the name angel, you can, because the angel means a messenger.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people do stuff that I didn't know that did stuff nice for me. And I would bet money on it that it was an angel.
Well, I don't think you have to bet money on it, because it's clearly an angel. Because in the book of Judges, there's verses of, when we get to that and we start to study it, you'll see it. In the book of Judges, there are statements that describe human beings as angels. And in the book, also in the book of Judges, you get the statement that a human being is the hand of God. We just don't want to think of ourselves that way. That's part of our ego. How can we be the hand of God? Isn't God is so much more superior, more powerful, you know, whatever adjective you want to apply. But our ego says, no, we're the ultimate level of the universe. Of course, we're not. And we have to learn that we're not. But why did God create man? So the Kabbalah teaches man was created so that Hashem would have something to share too. to provide pleasure to. And in the process of providing pleasure to that person, to those men, to human beings, he receives nachat. Nachas is the Yiddish word.
What is joy. Nachas?
It's the joy or the pleasure that you receive that you really have no direct connection to. It's the grandfather and the grandmother who watched the baby crawling across the rug. It just gives them pleasure to watch the baby. Now, part of that pleasure is, as we all know, you get to give them back. You don't have to put up with the crap. But ultimately, that is the circuit of energy. Hashem creates things that we find pleasurable, and we provide pleasure to him in return by using them. That's the nachas. But ultimately, another reason why Hashem created man is he wants us to be his hands. And the word that is used that gets translated as hands is not yad, but kaf. He wants us to be the palm of Hashem.
I read that today, early this morning, but I don't remember where I read it. It was probably RE.
It was from the RE, that's correct.
Okay.
But the letters of palm is kaf. The letter kaf and pe. What's the meaning of the letter kaf? It's the palm of your mouth. What's the palm of your mouth? Now, you can spend a lot of time contemplating what I've just said.
My first thought was praise, you know, because when you said palm of the mouth, I opened my mouth to make the cough, and what would want to come out would be praise.
Zaku Baruch, yes, correct. But it's all, as I said, you can spend a lot of time contemplating what I'm describing.
Mm-hmm.
But we were created to be the messengers of Hashem. Now we're saying we're the messenger to each other. But when someone does something nice to you, do you say thank you to them, or do you say thank you to Hashem, or do you say thank you to both? And in which order?
I say thank you to both.
But you didn't answer the question in which order. And it's a rhetorical question, Brandy. It's something to think about.
Oh.
I like to use the example of the person that's drowning in the water, and someone runs and saves his life, gets him out of the water and saves his life. Who saved his life? Was it the person who went to get him, or was it Hashem? No, so kind of the same kind of thing.
It is exactly the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the power of this, the information that's in this verse and what we will do with it. How do we bring it into our life? Should I go on or should we stay with this?
I think I do remember in the Hebrew primer, and I haven't taught that class in about 15 years, but the Hebrew primer gave the example that when the word Elohim was used to be talking about our Elohim, in other words, Hashem, that the verb was always singular. But if it was the mighty men meaning to Elohim, as I guess could include the angels or other mighty men, because there were many definitions to Elohim.
Right.
Verb was plural. So I remember doing a study because I wanted to see if that was really correct, you know, because it was a page in my text that I was teaching. And I found that was true, except in one case. That was a long time ago.
And what do you learn from that? You're absolutely right.
What did I learn from it? I learned don't have a tendency to accept just everybody's word on something. You know, I want to know that.
I'll give you the ha ha ha.
Okay.
I've given it to you before, but everybody always forgets this. The halakha is the pathway to follow, not the law. And the halakha is if you know what the halakha is for doing a mitzvah, a particular mitzvah. You know what the halakha is for doing the right thing. There will always be circumstances that are the exception, and you must not do that. The example that's used to teach us, you're not supposed to drive on Shabbat, and I'm not saying we shouldn't drive on Shabbat. I'm saying what the halakha is. The Orthodox halakha says you're not supposed to drive on Shabbat. But if somebody's not well and needs to go to the hospital, you get in that car and you drive them.
Right.
There is always a circumstance. One circumstance where the rule needs to be different. And that's what you discovered in your test.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a good teaching moment.
Yes.
We're about out of time, so if you have any other questions, speak forth. We will be discussing an essay by the Ari tonight in our 7 o'clock class. I look forward to speaking to all of you as long as I'm staying awake.
Okay.
Shalom.
Because I've been up since 4. We're going to do it. We're going to make it.
Amen.
Well, if it's not in this realm, we'll meet you in the other realm to make you give us the class.
No, you have much better teachers in the other realm.
Well,
I'll listen along with you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
You actually have much better teachers in your own lives, so I didn't mean to sound egotistical with that statement. But everyone have a beautiful evening.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.